This is WABF, and it's time now for Foodie Friday, our talk show brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine and hosted by Miss Elodia Arnold. And good morning, Elodia.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Appreciate you being here for Foodie Friday, the first Friday of each month here at 10:05 on WABF.
That's right. Foodie Friday is on the first Friday, so we can talk about one of our great restaurants here in town, and we coincide with Friday Art Walk, which is happening tonight as well. So that's going to be at starting at 6 o'clock. Is that when Art Walk starts?
I believe so.
Yes.
And today I am very happy to have my esteemed guest, Miss Diva Lynch.
Thank you very much.
And Diva is the head kingpin over at Fairhope Pins and Pints.
I like that title. I'm definitely
head
stealing
kingpin.
That.
I do too.
That.
So, Diva, tell us all about Fairhope Pins and Pints. What is this?
Fairhope Pins and Pints is probably the best kept secret little bar, arcade.
Ooh, arcade.
Barcade, actually. It's a new word, barcade.
I like it.
Barcade.
And we feature beer and wine for mom and dad, but we have these great pinball games and old arcade games like Galaga and Ms. Pac-Man.
Ooh, fun.
And Neo Geo and all kinds of fun games that you can come and teach your kids how to play pinball. But kids are finding it on their own, let me tell you. I love seeing young guys and girls come in with their bags of quarters and trying out the pinball machines and just having a great time.
That's a lot of fun. Now, I understand there's not just pinball and arcade games there, but you also have, like, Jenga? Is that right?
Oh, Jenga. We have board games and Connect Four and backgammon, and you can bring your own board games.
Okay.
It's just a fun spot to just kind of come and meet your friends and hang out. It's a great little after party. A lot of weddings and after parties come in to just play games and unwind.
So what all can people come and have in addition to the games? Do you guys have food there as well?
We have little bar snacks, little pizzas and mozzarella sticks and stuff that's easy finger food. We're also available for private parties where you can bring your own food in. We do a lot of kids' birthday parties and after wedding parties and before wedding parties, and we'll be open for Mardi Gras parades, and we're certainly family friendly. We don't serve alcohol, so it's a lot more approachable, and we don't have it's not a high drama bar. It's a fun bar, and it's a fun family place where you can come and just be yourself.
That sounds like a great time. I know I've been in there on several occasions with my kids.
Yeah.
I brought my 14-year-old in there so she could check it out. So it really is a fun time. But where in the world is Fairhope Pins and Pints?
Where is it? We all want to know where it is. And it's at 212B Fairhope Avenue. It's kind of across from the old mercantile. There's an alley between two lovely hairdressers, but you kind of have to look for it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of right really in the heart of Fairhope. But if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know where it is, it's going to take you a little bit to find it.
It's in the alley when you used to go to, say, the Gumbo Shack, Texarkana, which is now the Bay Breeze Cafe.
Which is now the Bay Breeze Cafe.
Exactly, which is going to be the second interview that we have today. So the Bay Breeze Cafe, that is your new neighbor.
That's my new neighbor, with absolutely great food and entertainment, usually on Friday nights. Yep.
And so they also have a great new porch as well. And so really just the two of you, I feel like y'all have the best family spot in town. The whole family can come out to dinner. They can hang out, play games, have
entertainment on their porch. We've got a bubble machine on our porch. So you can communicate between the two. It's about a 4-second walk between the two establishments. What's really cool too is the kids just love to kind of come out in the alley and play between the two. It's not an alley where cars can come down or supposed to come down. So it's really meant for kids to be running around in the parking lot, and that's really fun too.
Exactly. There are a couple of handicapped parking spots there nearby, so that if you are handicapped, you can come in and park.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I talked with Lee over at Bay Breeze, and she recommended that if you're a regular Bay Breeze customer, just park where you would have parked before, and then you just walk down the alley right off Church Street, right beside Willow and Gray.
That alley is so fun. There's a couple hairdressers in there. There's the fly shop, the fishing shop.
That's right.
But it's a really unique, you kind of feel like you're walking through all old England. It's cobblestoned, and but find the alley, which is directly across from the Dragonfly.
So there's two entrances.
There are. There's two entrances. Church Street entrance.
Alley off of Church and the alley off of Fairhope Avenue.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. So it's a little hidden area that's really family friendly and very safe. Now, what are the hours for Fairhope Pins and Pints?
Fairhope Pins and Pints is open Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Friday nights starting at usually about 4 o'clock. And then Saturdays we're open 12 noon to midnight.
Okay.
And Sundays we're open 12 noon to 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
The other thing I wanted to mention about Fairhope Pins and Pints is it is a showroom for the pinball games.
Okay.
So if you're in the market to buy a pinball game, our partnership is with Gulf Coast Pinball.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the market for a pinball machine, but you really don't know anything about them, you can come in and play the games and look at the market and see what's out there. There's all kinds of fabulous new games in the 30 years that it's been since I played pinball. It's all coming back to me now. But anyway, so it's really cool. And that also means that the games kind of come and go a lot. So there's a big turnover of new games coming in. We just got Godzilla.
Oh,
and we got Ninja Turtle game. And they're super really fun to come in and just play games. I have not literally played pinball in 30 years. And I'm learning all about, oh my gosh, I forgot you could do this, and I forgot the bumpers do this, and oh, I got a free game out of that. So it's really super fun.
There's more than pinball too, like you mentioned, the Pac-Man and other classic
Pac-Man,
games.
Galaga, yeah. Neo Geo, Joust. I have not played Joust. Joust is a super fun arcade game.
It's like reliving our childhood.
Remember, and we did have fun, kids, and we didn't have to spend a lot of money. You put your quarters in, and you have a great time.
That's wow. Right. But you did mention it's also a place where, say, the parents might could have a glass of wine or a beer while the kids are playing, right?
Right. Okay. Or sit there and play a game with your kids while you're having a glass of wine. Okay. Even better.
Or if you're a young adult over 21, you can come in and hang out with your friends there.
You can hang out with your friends there even if you're not over 21 because we don't have liquors. We only have beer and wine.
Oh, I see.
So it's a more kid-friendly place. So like I said, teenagers can come in just with their quarters and just hang out, play card games, play Jenga, meet their friends, and have a great time.
So yeah, they do not have to be accompanied by an adult since you're just the beer and wine and not the hard liquor,
that
if you will.
That is correct.
So, that's a great thing.
I think
that
it's
is
a
that's
necessary
the only place
thing.
In Fairhope that a teen could go and hang out. There is nowhere else you can do that.
You always hear there's nothing for teenagers, you know, for kids to do.
Well, teens have found it, and it's a very safe place. I love seeing guys and gals come in there with their bags of quarters, meeting each other for a game of Jenga or just a card game, and just having fun and hanging out. Nobody's bugging them. It's not a high pressure place. It's a fun hangout place, and it's the best kept secret in Fairhope.
And for those moms and dads that might be a little bit concerned, Diva is fantastic, and she will definitely watch over and make sure that everybody minds their P's and Q's there.
Thank you very much. I was a mom too once a long, long time ago.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, I just had a birthday. It was pretty long ago. Oh, wow.
Well, listen, next up is our interview with Lee Connolly over at Bay Breeze Cafe. So
okay.
We're going to find all a little bit about Bay Breeze Cafe. And Diva, do you mind hanging out for a few minutes? And
I
then
will
we'll
hang
wrap
out,
up the show
check
after
out
that.
Bay Breeze too. They have fabulous food.
All right.
Okay, and now this is your Bay Breeze Cafe interview.
That's right.
Pam, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Pamela Williams. I am originally from Illinois. My family moved here in actually Point Clear, Alabama when I was a baby. And so we...
Girls, if you'll talk for a minute, I think I pulled up the wrong interview.
We have no problem with that. We can talk for 2 minutes.
Let me... y'all talk and let me go back. I do have the correct interview.
Okay, you did... Good deal.
Unless you sent me the wrong one.
That's what I was just like,
So if y'all keep chatting, once you check that out. Now, Diva, perhaps we should chat for a minute here on Foodie Friday, brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine. How long has Fairhope Pins and Pints been open?
It was opened by Jarrett Crum in 2019, and he's... a local businessman. He is from the area, and he had a real passion for pinball, and I think he had this fabulous idea to open a showroom that could also serve beer and wine, kind of like a little man cave. to also show off the product, which is selling of the pinball machines. And it's just been a great opportunity. I think it's a real needed little corner of fun in Fairhope. It took me a little while to find it, but when I found it, I just thought it was the greatest place. So I lobbied him until he gave me a job. And it's been, we've just had a great relationship. He's a really, just a really sound businessman, and he's a great guy.
And you really enjoy this type of work, and it's really, I've known you for years, if we might.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a social butterfly, so I love, it's kind of, you know, when I got into the hospitality business, I was a corporate meeting planner for a long time in D.C., but I got good advice from a small restaurant owner once, and she said she tries to make it like it's people coming into your living room. So if you have the atmosphere in your restaurant or your bar that people, you know, you would treat them the same way as people coming into your house.
Mm-hmm. And once again, Fairhope Pins and Pints is located really right next to the Bay Breeze Cafe.
That is correct.
Just on Fairhope Avenue through that little alleyway.
That is true.
Hey there. So I am now sitting out on the beautiful new deck of the Bay Breeze Cafe Bar and Grill with Lee Connolly. And Lee and Julie Chu are the owners of the Bay Breeze Cafe. Lee, tell me a little bit about it. How did you guys come up with the concept and get started?
Well, Julie actually started this little gym about 14 years ago, and she started over on Church Street. Just your typical lunch fare, soups, salads, wraps, daily specials, and then on Wednesdays we try to do a hot plate special. And after about 13 years, last October, we started looking around for a bigger place because we were kind of maxed out on what we could do there.
Yeah.
It was a
hot spot.
How much we could do. And lo and behold, we found out that Texarbama was moving to Texas, and here we are.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, I remember I tried to go have lunch at Bay Breeze, and often it would be packed out, and wouldn't be a place to get a spot. And, you know, I never had an opportunity to go to dinner there because I guess y'all weren't open for dinner.
Well, we didn't do dinner there, and that's what I mean by we were kind of limited. We only could do lunch. We didn't sell alcohol, which we do now. We have a full bar, wine, beer, all the good stuff, and live entertainment. Sometimes first Fridays, and we're going to have some arts and crafts and Mardi Gras. But we're just thrilled to be in this new spot.
So tell me where this new spot is. How in the world do people find you? I actually had this cute little lady walking down Fairhope Avenue the other day trying to find Bay Breeze. And I'm, you just go right there. So
it's been I think kind of tough for some of our regulars too, because they feel like the parking, you can't really find a parking place now that we're kind of tucked away in an alley. But what we try to tell our customers is to park where they used to park at our old location. And if you just walk down Church Street, right past Willow and Gray, and there's Willow and Gray on one side, Exit Realty, there's an alleyway right there. And so just walk through the alley, and it shoots you right out at our new place.
Oh, that's nice. And
yes.
It's kind of a nice bump for the businesses that are right there, too. They get a little exposure.
Well, and even the ones out, you know, on Fairhope Avenue, they said the traffic is just crazy, and it's increased their business now. And you know, everywhere is really hard to park in Fairhope, so it's you know, it's kind of hit or miss. Yep. But we had to take that leap when we knew it was going to, you know, be kind of tough with the parking. But so far, it's been fantastic.
So, in order to get to your location off of Fairhope Avenue, they're going to turn right before what is the GLS Salon, right?
Right. If they're going, you know, if you're heading south on Fairhope Avenue, you're going to take a left, right past Church Street, like about 100 yards past Church Street, take a left, there'll be an alleyway. GLS Salon is on one side, and there's a hair salon on the other side, and there's a little alley. We do have three parking places up here, one for handicap, but our suggestion is try to find street parking or even park in our garage, you know, our parking garage. Yep. And just walk.
Yeah, or catch the shuttle. We have
right.
A free shuttle now.
We do. I forget about that.
So what about y'all's menu? Has that changed any with the addition of dinner?
Well, we have, we're able to add a fryer. So we do fried, like fries now as a side. Our menu is, we actually have not changed the menu since we moved from our old location. Dinners now, we offer a chalkboard menu on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and then we also have a dinner menu with some of our lunch favorites from lunch that we carried over from dinner. And it just changes every weekend. You just, you know, call, or we try to post them on Facebook. Sometimes we don't get them in time, but we try to change them up, you know, every weekend.
Okay, so let's just, so people are clear, dinner is on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right.
They can have breakfast on Friday and Saturday.
Breakfast
correct?
On Friday and Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30.
Okay.
Dinner starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 5 until 9.
Okay.
Excuse me. And we serve our lunch menu till 5 every day.
Okay. Is that Monday through Saturday lunch menu?
Oh, of course not. We're not going to make it easy. It's Tuesdays and Wednesdays were lunch from 11 to 3.
Okay.
Wednesdays, we are open from 11 to 9 p.m. And then, did I say Wednesday?
You or did. Third? Wednesday.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
11 to 3.
11 to 3. Yep. Thursdays, we are open from 11 to 9 p.m. with lunch from 11 to 5, and then our dinner menu from 5 to 9, and then Fridays and Saturdays from 7:30 until about 9.
Excellent. So, and like I said, they have this beautiful deck that we're sitting on out here that has lots of seating space.
Yes.
And it's covered and nice. And
it is a great, you got to just come see it. It's probably one of the prettiest decks that I've ever seen.
Absolutely. It's a great spot to grab lunch or dinner in Fairhope.
Yep, it is.
So next time you are out this way, stop by the Bay Breeze Cafe. And you, that is actually located at 51 and a half.
No, 212 and a half.
212 and a half Fairhope Avenue.
Yes.
And you can get there through the alleyway off of Church Street, right beside Willow and Gray and Exit Realty.
Right.
Or right down the drive right off Fairhope Avenue.
Yep, just if you're heading south, that's about 100 yards past Church Street on the left.
Is there a phone number anybody could call if they want to do a takeout order?
There is. We do catering, we do to-go orders, and we do merchant delivery in town.
Okay.
Our number here is 990-0294.
All right. Well, Flea, thank you so much for coming on Foodie Friday with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And it is Art Walk, so yep. I hope you guys will come out and stop by Bay Breeze Cafe and tell Lee and Julie hello and welcome to their new location.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day.
All right, so that was our interview with Lee Connolly of Bay Breeze Cafe, and we are here with Diva, who just so happens helps out at Bay Breeze Cafe as well. And she tried to have, what did they have last night?
The chicken lasagna that Julie makes is fantastic, and I had it the other day for lunch, and I went in there to try to get a second piece last night, and it was sold out, and I understand why, because the food is really, really good.
Yeah. So let's just recap. Let's talk about the hours, because it is a little bit different. So to find the fantastic establishment of Bay Breeze Cafe in Fairhope, Pins and Pints, it is going to be down the alleyway off of Fairhope Avenue, or you can access it off the alleyway off Church Street by Willow and Gray.
That's correct.
Now, Bay Breeze, they are open for lunch Tuesday through Saturday. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner Friday and Saturday. And then they're open for lunch and dinner Thursday through Saturday.
That is it.
Now, when, again, can people come and visit Fairhope Pins and Pints?
Thursday through Sunday are our regular hours. But again, like during the parades, we're going to be open on a Monday night.
Okay.
We're naturally open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the day. But anytime there's a parade or the ball drop or anything happening, Art Walk, we're going to be there.
Okay.
Again, open for private parties. It's a great little, it's not a huge establishment. I think we cap off at like 75 people. But it's a great place. We have picnic tables outside. A lot of people stop in when they're walking their dogs. It's just kind of a neighborhood place. I never worked in downtown Fairhope, so you kind of, if you haven't, I was one of those people that live, you know, I live in Marlow. I live out Fish River. So I avoided coming down to Fairhope because I really didn't know what was going on down here. And now that I work here, it really is a family. There's a real family going on down here between Bay Breeze and Gary Lynn's Salon and the Dragonfly, and everybody's just kind of a big family. If you need cups, come across the alley, they borrow from me. If I need something, we go across the alley and borrow from them. And they're just friendly faces everywhere, really nice people.
Well, that's good to hear. You know,
for those that are joining us, perhaps missed the beginning of the program, Foodie Friday. Mm-hmm. Give us a summarization. What is Fairhope Pins and Pints? Mm-hmm.
Fairhope Pins and Pints is a barcade. It's a combination of beer and wine and
a sports arcade.
People call it a sports bar, but it really is an arcade where we have just tons of games, old games, Joust, Ms. Pac-Man, Galaga, the games you played in college. And then we also have brand new pinball games that are for sale. So you come in, you're seeing the top of the line pinball games that maybe you haven't played before. And you come in and throw a couple quarters in the machine and have a beer and have a blast. And it's just a cute little bar that only serves beer and wine. And we're very family friendly. We do a lot of birthday parties. And we're right across the alley from Babies Cafe, and that's why we're kind of doing Foodie Friday together with them.
That's right. And so if you have any questions, you can give Jarrett Crum a call. His number is 251-209-5874. That'll go directly to him. And then the address is 212B Fairhope Avenue, and that is for Fairhope Pins and Pints. They do have a Facebook page, and you can check them out.
Yes, check out the Facebook page. We keep it up to date often. And B is for the bubbles, because we have a bubble machine. So look for the bubbles in the alley.
And even though beer and wine is sold, it's not a liquor license per se, so teenagers can come in and play the games.
Absolutely, you
supervise them and make sure everything is
really
fine.
Yeah, there hasn't been that much supervisory things going on, but yes, they can come in and feel comfortable to have a safe place to kind of hang out.
And their parents can feel comfortable.
And their parents can come and pick them up there. I was telling Elodia, that's what I used to do when my kid was that age. Find a place, go hang out. Go back in an hour and pick them up, and they're still going to be there having fun playing games.
Yeah, because it really is the only place for, teenagers to be able to go and hang out in Fairhope.
I think Fairhope is at a loss for places that teens can feel comfortable going into.
But you are meeting that need.
We are, and it's really a fun place. I mean, not to put too much of a shine on it. It really is just a fun place. It's not a high drama bar. It really is, and it's fun to go to work every day. Fun to see kids come in and learn how to play pinball. Last night I was telling you there was a young family came in, 3-year-old and a younger toddler, and dad was just showing them, went to each and every one of the games, showing them how to play, and it was super fun. Grandma was there, mom was there, and the two little kids and dad, and it was just a fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sounds like it.
Yep. Well, David, thank you so much for coming in today. It was great to be able
to
talk with Lee over at Babies Cafe. So I would definitely recommend, if you're going out for art walk tonight, stop in, say hello to Diva, say hello to the ladies at Babies.
Love to see you.
Yep. And we will talk with you guys again next first Friday for our Foodie Friday.
And then the rest of the Fridays,
we are doing Food for Thought, where we have a little more in-depth on one of the hot topics of the day.
Thank you so much. Elodia Arnold with Fairhope Living Magazine, bringing you Foodie Friday today. If you missed part of the program or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later on our website, WABF1480.com. That's WABF1480.com. Now resuming regular programming.
In Napoli, where love is king.